रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 40 वर्स नंबर 25। सो इन द प्रीवियस श्लोक एज वी रेड अक्रूर ही प्रेड एंड ही एक्सप्लेन्ड हाउ वेरियस पीपल आर वर्शिपिंग वेरियस फॉर्म्स ऑफ भगवान एंड दिस इज ऑल वर्शिप of the supreme ultimately. And then it was explained that these people, although it is worship of the supreme, but they do not get the benefit of attaining the ultimate goal. And then he spoke about the various avatars, various manifestations, beginning from Matsya, Ashir, Sarvaraha, Kurma, etc., ending in Kalki. And now he is speaking about himself, that how he is under the influence of Maya and entrenched in family, wife, children, house, possessions. So in that same vein he says, Anityanatma Dukhesu Viparyaya Matirhihan द्वंद्वारामस्तमो विष्टो न जाने त्वात्मनः प्रियम्। सो ही सेज दैट आई हैव भ्रम और इल्यूजन अबाउट थिंग्स विच आर टेम्परेरी, विच आर नॉट माई सेल्फ, विच आर मिजरेबल। आई कंसिडर देम अपोजिट, विच आर टेम्परेरी आई कंसिडर देम एज इटर्नल, which are not myself, I consider them myself, which are miserable, I consider them as pleasurable. So this is how my mati, my buddhi is polluted. And I am involved in the dualities of pain and pleasure by the influence of tamoguna. And therefore I do not know you who are actually the true object of love, Atmana Prem. So this is the situation in the material world of every conditioned being. It's described in the Yoga Sutra also, Nitya Suchi, Dukkha Anatma Su, Nitya Suchi, Sukha Atma, Khyati Riti Avidya. And he describes five types of klesha, avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, panchaklesha, and he defines what is avidya. So avidya is ignorance, and ignorance means ignorance of the reality, ignorance of our true identity, ignorance of Bhagavan, ignorance of Maya, and because of that there is viparyaya. Viparyaya means tadabhavati tatprakarak jnanam. So there is prama or proper knowledge that is called tadvati tatprakarak jnanam prama. When you understand an object as it is, that is called proper knowledge. So to know maya as maya, that is proper understanding. But to know maya as one's own self or one's own possession, that is called Brahma. So this is the situation which he is speaking about himself, but actually it is applicable to not him, to us. So Anitya says karma phale nityam. He says Anitya here refers, according to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti, as the outcome of karma. So we think that karma is going to give us eternal benefit. So yo dhruvam parityajya hi adhruvam nishevate. So those who give up the eternal and work for the temporary, they are lost from both. So they neither get the eternal, and temporary is temporary. So this is the situation. We can utilize the same energy to attain the eternal, but we work to attain temporary. Sadurlabha manusa janma, Prahlad Maharaj says, anityam api arthadam. Although it is anitya, temporary body, but it can give eternal benefit. So same amount of energy, same effort, same time, you get temporary benefit, you can also get eternal benefit. So, but tamo vishta, because of the tamas, ignorance, we go for the temporary, thinking it is eternal. And anatmani dehe atmai. And that which is not our atma, we take care of that as our atma. So we invest all our time, energy, effort, only taking care of the body which is not ours. It comes and it goes. Like you go and stay in a hotel, and then you spend all your money decorating the hotel room, when you are actually there for 3 days. So nobody does that. But we are doing that to the body. We spend all our money, effort, everything on the body. And then body burnt, buried, thrown somewhere. And you go. In fact, you go in debt. So this is called anatmani dehe atmaiti. And dukharupa grihadav sukhamiti. And things which are actually source of suffering, we think they are source of happiness. So yahi sansparsha bhoga dukhyane evate adyantvanta kontena te shuramte bhoga. So all these bhogas, whatever we are accumulating, they are source of suffering. Whatever you have around you, whatever, up to whatever distance you can see. Because some people have myopia. They cannot see very far. So even then, as far as you can see, it's all source of suffering. That's all. And you close your eyes and you can see more. So that's also our source of suffering. So this is the tamo vishta. So therefore it says viprita miti artha. This is all viparya. Viparya means just the opposite. Whatever we think, it is just the opposite. What we think this person is lovely, just the opposite. Whatever you think that this is pleasure, is just the point. So it is all game of viparyaya. So Bhagavatam says, tvang mas vidhara snayu medo machcha adhi sanmatav vin mutra puyeram tam kriminam kiyad antaram. He says, what is the difference between a worm and a human being? So worm takes pleasure in, right, some rotten stuff, something rots, some fruit, vegetable, dead body, and there are worms in that. So they're quite happy there, going up and down, tasting all the flavors, right, various different tastes. They also taste, you know. So he says, one who is enjoying this body, which is made of skin, flesh, blood, nerves, then majja, what is majja? Marrow, and fat. Some fat is also there in the body, right? That's why he said, this guy is fat. And then there is bone. Only thing is that they are all put together and covered with skin. So then it looks very nice. But you take away the skin, There is one verse Jiva Goswami writes, I don't know where it comes. Maybe in Bhakti Sandaram, I don't remember. It says that if the skin is not there in the body, you'll be busy whole day chasing away the ants, the flies, the birds, because they will all come to eat you. He says the skin which is helping you to be peaceful. If the skin was not there, sometimes skin is removed because of some bruise or thing. Then the flies come there, mosquitoes, everybody. So he says this is the Dvanda Rama. So you take pleasure in this. So Dvandesu Sukha Dukheshu Aramati Itisa. So this is the name of living being. Living being, what is the name of living being? Dvandaram. Like different people in India have names like Hariram, right? Sitaram. So the name is Dvandaram. So Dvandaram means that Dvandasu Ramta iti Dvandaram. That he is absorbed in the dvandvas, duality. Without duality you cannot be peaceful. You will invent something to cause imbalance. So like pendulum, mind is like a pendulum. Blow hot, blow cold. It's too hot, too cold. So you become friendly with somebody, then after some time you hate that person. Then you become separated, then again you start loving that person. Then you again come together, then you again hate. Then you again want to go away, then you go away, then again you want to be. So you cannot decide, like a pendulum. When you are together, you want to go away. When you go away, you want to be together. This is called Dvandvaram. Okay? Dvandvaram stamo vishta. Na jane tva atman. Why this happens? Because we have anadya vidya about Bhagavan Sri Krishna, samsarga bhava. Sa dvandvesu sukha dukhesu aramti iti sa yatas tamasa avishta. Why is this? Because he is absorbed, covered by tamas. So there is avaran and vikshepa. In Advaitavad, avaran bhang is a very important process. This is a technical word in Advaita Vedanta, avaran bhang. So when avaran bhang means when covering is broken, then Brahman becomes manifest. That is the goal. So that is by Gyan. Rite Gyanatnam, Gyanene tu tatagyanam, yesham nasitam atmana. Tesam aditya vas gyanam, prakashyate. So when a Gyan is removed by Gyan, then Atma becomes manifest like sun. So vyaptam. So tamsa avishta. Avishta means vyapta, is pervaded. You know vyapya and vyapta? Vyapya and vyapaka? Right? Between dhum and vanni, which is vyapaka? Between fire and smoke, which one is pervader and which is pervaded? Let's try to get back to Nyaya now. Soon our classes are coming, better refresh. So which is the pervader, which is pervaded?
Fire is the
pervader. Huh?
Fire is the pervader.
Fire is the pervader. Good. And smoke is the pervaded. So we are the vyapta, we are the pervaded by avidya. avidya is pervading us, making us parade. Supriyam premaspadam tvam na jane. And therefore we do not know Krishna, who is actually the true object of love. Everybody is actually looking for Krishna only, but because of ignorance we look in the wrong place. Everybody is looking for happiness, everybody is looking for eternal place, eternal position, eternal love, right? Everybody is looking for knowledge, satchit, ananda. These are the only three things you look. That is Krishna. But we look in matter where they don't exist. So then we are looking happiness in gulab jamun. It is not there. That's what he's saying. Happiness is only with Krishna. So Krishna mena avehitvam atmanam akhilatmanam sopi dehivat bhati maya. So he is the atma of atma, means he is the supreme object of love. He is the akhilatmana atma.
Yatha budho jalam hitva pratichannam tadudbhavaihi abhyeti mrigtrishnambai tadvatvaham parangmukha.
So he said, just like some unintelligent person, he is looking for water, he is thirsty. So he goes to the lake, but the lake is covered by the thick moss, right? So he doesn't see the water. What is that called? Spirulina. So there is a big layer of spirulina in the lake. You see? Completely covered, so you don't see the water. It looks green, so you think, oh, this is not water. This is grass. And then he sees the desert, and there he sees water. So he runs there. So he says, jalam hitva pratichannam tadudbhavai. He says he gives up the water because it is covered by the spirulina, which is born from water. Tadudbhav means which is born. It is born from water only, right? So it is coming out of the water and it covers the water. And he does not see the water. Just like clouds are generated by sun, right? And then they cover the sun. So like that spirulina is generated by water and it covers the water. So you don't see the water. And then in search you go and you run after the mirage in the desert. So you don't get water. So he says, I am like that, tvaham, tadvat tvaham, parangmukha. So in that sense, I have given up you, and I am running here and there, looking for happiness. So people who are looking for happiness in the material world, they are exactly like this. And they give up the water in the lake, and they search water in the desert. So sadrishtanta maha, he is explaining this with an example. Tasmad jalad udbhavanti iti tad udbhavani trinadini tai tathagyanena maya channatvena pratita. So he says these things which are generated from the water itself, they cover it, the grass, etc. And then you don't see. So like that maya is also coming from him and covers him. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrita, Krishna says, right? I am not visible to everybody because I am covered by my maya. So it is his maya. Covers, then we don't see. Then we search here and there. So parang mukha dehadi avimukho varte. So then we try to get happiness through the material body. And we utterly fail but we don't know what else to do, so we keep on trying that only. Even if somebody comes and tells you, no, you don't get it here, now we get so used to trying it here that we think trying anywhere else is problematic. We get used to wrong things. And then we start liking the wrong approach. If you tell them that what this is right, and then people get angry. If you tell them, no, this is not what Shastra says, they can't accept. Notsayaham kripanadhi kam karma hatam manaha rodhum pramathi bhischakshai hriyamanam itastataha. So he says, because of this conditioning caused by Maya, and because I have fallen into this ignorance, my mind is subdued by kama karma. So there is desire, and then based on desire I act. So janati ichati karoti. And then dukkham prapnuti. This is the cycle. You know, you desire, you act, you suffer. And that's all. So this is avidya kam karma. So first there is avidya. Because of avidya, wrong knowledge. Because of wrong knowledge, wrong desire. Because of wrong desire, wrong action. Because of wrong action, wrong outcome. Wrong outcome means suffering. And then you try to act to remove the suffering. And then you remove that suffering. And then another one is created. And this is you go on. So he says, now I have become so kripana, so depressed that I am even not able to do anything. Some people say, oh, spiritual life is not for me. I cannot do this. They cannot listen. They cannot chant. They cannot engage in anything. So he says, this is... Why is that? Pramathi vis chakshay. Because the senses are very turbulent. Pramathi. Pramathi means that they churn. Pramathi balvadradham. Arjuna also said this. Tasyaham nigram manye vayoriya sudhaska. So pramathi means that it churn it heavily. You cannot control. Akshay hriyamana. So therefore I am running here and there, or my mind is being pulled here and there. You cannot make the mind stable. Is being pulled in so many different directions. Rodhum. He says, I don't even have the will to control my mind. I don't even make an effort. I have no enthusiasm, no utsahe. Utsahe means to be a little enthusiastic. So the senses are so powerful. So pramathi bhi prakarshena mathad bhi balishthai rakshai indriyai akrishyamana mana roddham notsai. So because the senses are so powerful that they are pulling, because mind is one and there are 10 senses, so they are pulling. So you want to sit down, let me do some japa, then like say, let's go for a walk. So then you say, okay, I go on a japa walk. If you are a little more sensitive, then at least you have a japa walk. If you are not, then you stop the japa, just go for a walk. So senses are pulling you, everything. Then you feel hungry, then you feel like eating. Let's go have a chai. A little cake is also good. So these ideas keep coming, the mind goes here and there. So this is what churning means. Churning means you cannot be stable in one place. Like if you churn yogurt, then you don't want yogurt to be in one place. It's moving this way and that way, this way and that way. It's exactly like that. The mind runs here, there, because of the senses. It's like a boat without a captain. Right? Bhagavad Gita says that even one sense kriyate hi. So pramathi vi prakarshena mathadvi balishthai rakshai indriyai akrishyamana. So senses are very, very powerful. They get a lot of energy. And then mind runs after them. Tatha me dhiya karpani. So therefore, my intelligence is the one who is supposed to control the mind. My intelligence has become very kirpana, very pitiable. That you feel pity for this intelligence. It's not able to do anything. Like you may have a bull who is running here and there, and you want to catch, how will you do? Or you have a horse. So you are tired, you are weak, and you have to catch the horse. Then if you don't, forget it. I'm not even going to try it because I cannot do it. But imagine a horse running in an open field and you are completely tired. You are in a very pitiable situation. Then you say, go catch your horse. Same message. Manaha roddhum utsahopi na jayate. He says, there is not even a little bit of will to control the mind. Such a long next life. Right? After all, this is not the only life we live. We are not YOLO people. So, if we have to take more birth, why not try in the next life? Why is that everything has to be done only in this life? Let's leave something for the next one. Soham tavangri upagato asmiyastam durapam tachapiham bhavadanugraha isha manye punsho bhavedyar hi sansaranapavarga stayab janabha sulupasanaya mati syat. So he says that today somehow I have attained the shelter of your feet. Soham tavangri upagata. So upagata means samipa, that I have come close to your feet, which are not possible. Asatam durapam. They are not to be reached or attained by wicked people. So basically he is indicating that I am a wicked fellow. So it is impossible to come close to your feet. But somehow it has happened. So he says that in this I don't have any credit to take. It is not because I did something. But I consider that this is only by your grace. Tachapi ham bhavad anugraha ishaman. So this is how a devotee thinks, that if he attains some success on the path of bhakti, then he does not think that it happened because of his own effort or her own effort. And it is not that he just thinks like this, but inside he's thinking that really I did it. It's not like that. But he feels like it. That's how devotees feel. That's why they remain humble. It's not that they put up some show of humility, but they actually feel that I don't have any, which is also true. It's a fact. Mind is so powerful. And mind is also Krishna's vibhuti. Krishna says in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Indriyanam manaschasma. Among the senses I am mind. So then it's very difficult. it is his vibhuti, it is more difficult to control. So only therefore, because it is his vibhuti, it is by his anugraha, by his grace, that it is possible. So therefore he says, He Isha Bhavad Anugraha Manni. That this also has happened because of your grace. Why? Because you are Isha. You are capable. Isha means samartha, capable. I am incapable. That's you already said in the previous sloka. But you are capable, so it is by your grace that it happened. And then he says, Pumso bhavedyarhi sansarana pavarga tayabjanabha sadupasanaya matisya. He says, when it is time for someone to attain apavarga, moksha, from this flow of birth and death, then by doing service to the sat, to the devotees, O lotus-eyed Lord, his mind becomes turned towards you. Means only by sadhu sangha, sadhu kripa, by an association of devotees, by the grace of the devotees, it is possible. Otherwise not possible. Otherwise we will give arguments against all this spiritual bhakti. So many arguments. So this is what Akrura is feeling truly in his heart. So if someone's mind is turning towards Bhagavan, then that is the true grace. There is no other grace. So now in this last two slokas, he just bows down to Krishna. Namo Vijnana Matraya Sarva Pratya Hetave Purushesha Pradhanaya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye. So that's all we can do, we can bow down. So he says, you are Vijnana Matra. Means you are pure consciousness, means you are free from any materialism. You are pure knowledge, cause of all knowledge, sarva pratyaya hetave. Pratyaya means knowledge. So the knowledge, matta smritir jnanam apohanam. Knowledge comes from him. He is the cause. And Purusha, Isha, Pradhana. So he is the Prakriti, Pradhan. He is the Purusha, he is the Paramatma. All. And he is Brahman. And he is Ananta Shakti. So he says, I bow down to all of that. Padayoho Patan Atmanam Nivedayati Dvabhyam. So in these last two verses, he falls at the feet of Narayana and offers himself. So this is what is called Atmanivedan, Saranagati, Namaiti, Vijnanasya Madanubhavasya. So Vijnana Matraya, Vijnana here means experience. Jnana means knowledge. Knowledge is of two types. One is theoretical knowledge, other is experiential knowledge. Experience and knowledge is also called Vijnana. Matra parimanam yatas tasmai yavantam svavishakam anubhavam dadasi tavadeva tvam anubhavami tyartha. So Vijnana matra. Matra means quantity. Means as much knowledge he gives us, as much he reveals to us, only that much we can know, not more. So that is the meaning of. So anubhav, experience of Bhagavan comes only by his grace, and that also whatever type of experience he gives. So that's why different devotees describe him in different ways, because that is their experience. Ah. अन्य विषय ज्ञाननाम अपि त्वमेव हेतुरित्याह सर्वे. And not only that we get knowledge about Him by His grace, but even the other knowledge, material knowledge, also comes from Him only. Right? Sarvasya chaam hridi sannivishte matta smritir jnanam apohanam. Yataha purusha. Why? Because you are the purusha. Purusha here means the antaryami, the paramatma. Tadrupena karmadishu isha. And as paramatma, you are the controller of everybody's karma. Iswaras tadrupena karmadi phalam dadasi. And as paramatma, you also give the result of the karma. Pradhanam maya. Pradhan means maya. So pradhan, prakriti, maya, avidya, jnan, they are used interchangeably, although they have their own meanings. Tadrupena visheshu tvameva badhanasi. So through this pradhana, you also bind us. So vidya vidya mamtanu vidya uddhava sharirana. Krishna says to Uddhava that know that vidya and avidya both are my tanu. Tanu means body, tanu also means energy. So both are his energies. We also saw this when he saw the various energies worshipping Narayana, right? Vidya and avidya were also there. So vidya, vidya in the spiritual world, vidya, vidya in the material world also. There is material vidya, spiritual vidya, material vidya, spiritual vidya is also there. So both. Here this is talking about material. Then you are also Brahman. Brahman means just consciousness, without any form, without any qualities. That is also there. So some people follow that. Brahmavadis. Tadrupena Spurati Sat Tasmad Vandhan Mochayasi Chaya. So you also release people by giving knowledge of Brahman. And you are Ananta, Ananta Shaktir Bhagavan Tadrupena Swasmin Bhaktim Pradayakrita. So why these two words are used, Brahman and Ananta Shakti? He says Brahman is stated for those people who want moksha. And Ananta is used for those people who want bhakti. Because he has Ananta Shakti. Brahman does not have Shakti. So because he does not have Shakti, there is no bhakti. And Ananta means he has unlimited power. That bhakti is shakti. So now this is the final sloka of this chapter. Namaste Vasudevaya Sarvabhuta Kshayaya Cha Rishikesha Namastubhyam Prapannam Pahimam Prabho. I bow down to you, O Vasudev. You are the residence of all living beings. O Master of the senses, Hrishikesh, my obeisances to you. I am surrendered to you. O Lord, protect me. Pahimam Prabhu. So Vasudevaya iti he Vasudeva Nandana. Vasudev means son of Vasudev. From Vasudev comes Vasudev. Bhavaneva mam sevyo bhavtu natu drishta bhupatiriti bhava. So he says that you are my upashya. So he is taking the name of Vasudeva here because he is in Narayana. So he says that you should be my master, Vasudeva, and not Kamsa, Dushta Bhupati. because he is now under Kamsa. So Kamsa is his master in Mathura. So he says, please relieve me from Kamsa and I want to be under your shelter. Sarbhutanam shayaya nivasa swasmineva mam vasaya nato grihyandukope ki bhava. So sarva bhutak shayaya. Shaya here means residence. So the shidhatu also means vas, shinivasa. So you are the residence of all living beings. That is also the meaning of Vasudeva. So he says that, therefore let me live in you and not in the blind well of the material world. So me, you be my residence. Hrishikesha iti mam mane adi indriyani bhavaneva grinatu natu kalatra putradhara. And you are Hrishikesh, so let my senses be used in your service and not wife, children, house, etc. as he said earlier. So he says, prapannam pahimam. Therefore, I surrender unto you, I take your shelter. Prapanna means holding the toe on the feet. This is called prapada. Pada means foot and prapada is that which is front part. So prapanna means catching that. So pahimam, please protect me. Iti sarartha darshinyam harshinyam bhakta chetasam chatvarinsu atru dasme sangata sangata sapham. So this is the end of commentary on 40th chapter of 10th canto by Sri Vishnath Chakravarti called Sarartha Darshini, which gives pleasure to the heart of the devotees, which is written in the Association of Devotees. And this is the last class of this season. So we'll have next class next year. But anyway, we did quite good. I was thinking that this Rasleela chapter will take most of the time. Now we will go a little faster. Okay, any question? Right. Purushottam Prabhu.
In the verse 28, the last line in the commentary, I think that was missed out something. Unso taridhi sansaramasya sansar antakala eva kadasya iti cher yada yatri chiki sat rupasya iti geyam तेन आदौ यादी चिकी सत्रुपा ततः संसार नाश आरंभ तत सदु उपासना ततः कृष्ण मति इति क्रम.
I don't know.
In
this book he is not given the commentary at all, that's why I didn't read it.
No,
there's no commentary in this book.
So, okay. The last line is very important. So, sansara nasha arambha tata sada upasana tata krishna mati iti krama. Then the sastra arambha eva saktya mitya dina prak udashita ha kukta ha bhavati.
Why he didn't give? He left the whole commentary. It's very surprising. Okay. So he is referring to this Satyam Param Dhimahi. Okay. Satyam Kshitau Kim Kashipau Prayasa. Malati.
Mabaji, in verse 24, when he svapna is comparison to a dream, in which regard does he mean that?
Well, spoke means temporary. Just as dream is temporary.
Temporary.
Yeah.
Yeah, only temporary, says, but not unreal.
Yeah, that's why it says Svapna Kalpesu Mudha Satya Dhiya Vibho. So you take it permanent. Satya Dhi means real. Real also here means eternal. Sandeep Ji.
Pranam Maharaj, Maharaj. First of all, thanks a lot for taking your time out for making us do this Bhagavad Shravan. So my one small question over there, like in this last loka, I said Pahimam. So Pahimam is protection. So is there anything like Pahimam also? What does that mean? Because I have heard Pahimam. So
both,
what is Pahimam?
Both mean same.
Both mean same.
Yeah. Pa means palanetra, means protect. So protect me. Mera palan karo, meri raksha karo. Palan also means protecting. Okay.
In this Shakti that the Lord has, and there is avidya, vidya and avidya, and also tatashta. Is also tatashta there?
Vidya, vidya.
Yeah, vidya, vidya. They have some personification, or
yeah.
Okay. Means that they have a form also.
Yeah, they were worshipping when he saw them. He saw worship. Otherwise, how did he see the energy?
Okay.
He saw them praying.
They all came and they prayed to him. Okay. And then you say that there are these avidya, vidya and avidya is also in spiritual?
Yeah, it's like Mother Yashoda does not think Krishna is Bhagavan.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like people here who are ignorant don't think Krishna is Bhagavan, Yashoda also, but that is spiritual ignorance.
Okay.
Out of love.
Okay.
This question of Sandeep. You explained Pahi comes from Palan and protect, and what means Rahi?
What Rahi?
Rahi.
He asked that Pahi Mam and Rahi Mam.
Also means protect.
It means the same?
Yeah, there is a Tra Dhatu and there is a Pa Dhatu. There are two separate Dhatus, and they mean to give protection.
Tra.